Και υπόμε πέις αμίγδος, νέοι το μέλλον.
Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. This is show number 187 of February 11th, 2013. You know the lineup, of course. The first hour is everything but Chazonis. The second hour is strictly Chazonis. Well, there's a lot to discuss with you, a lot that was happening, and we have some events coming up. First of all, on Sunday, February 10th, in the morning, there was a wonderful gathering, the Cantorial Council of America Midwinter Conference at the New Lincoln Square Synagogue. And we were addressed by the rabbi of Lincoln Square, Rabbi Shaul Robinson, and by Rabbi Alan Schwartz of Ohr Tzedek. It was wonderful to hear their words. And we were delighted to hear Cantor Zevi Muller and Cantor Chaim David Burson sing some selections, and they did a duet that was just so outstanding. And Mazel Tov to Sherwood Goffin, the Chaz, on the new digs. That's at 180 Amsterdam Avenue and 68th Street. It was really a delight to be there. And then Sunday evening, there was a salute to Israel at the Queens College Lefrak Concert Hall. Unfortunately, Cantor Shai Abramson was called back for duty in the north. It doesn't sound good, to say the least. But unfortunately, he was not able to perform at the program. But I must say that Netanel Herstick and Sal Zim did an excellent job. The two of them, together with Dr. Mordechai Sobel, there was an orchestra, an outstanding orchestra, and Ophir did some conducting also and some singing. And it was just a wonderful mixture of Chazonis and Israeli and Yiddish and even opera. And it was a nice crowd, lovely crowd, a lot of listeners of the program. You know, we're all starving for Chazonis, if you will, and got to get more of it going. Speaking of Mor Chazonis, first of all, in 4 weeks, on Sunday, March 10th, at Congregation Anshe Sholom, the three tenors return. That's Benzion Miller, Moshe Shulhoff, and Yaakov Lemmer with Danny Gildar at the piano. Imagine $30 to hear these three incredible cantors at Congregation Anshe Sholom in New Rochelle. 914-632-9220, 914-632-9220. It should be an overflow crowd. I know that New Rochelle is a little bit off the beaten track, but it's certainly worth it to go and hear these wonderful cantors. Again, that's 4 weeks. It's an early concert at 5 p.m. That's very interesting. What else? Just a couple of heads up. On June 4th, June 4th, I can already tell you about that. Helfgott will be at Beth Sholem in Lawrence with another chazan to be announced. Joel Kaplan tells me that they're working on the program. And, in July 29th, you want to plan ahead. The Cantorial Council of America is having their gathering in Montreal, July 29th, for a few days, and I've never been to Montreal, and that might be an incentive for me to finally get up there and to see something of what's happening with the Jewish community. I also want to have you save the date of June 23rd. That's a Sunday. It's an event that is sponsored by the American Society for Jewish Music, and it's to fund the Charlie Bernhardt Archive. Tell you more about that in the future, but I'd like you to save the date. It will be a dinner honoring Moshe Stern. It will be honoring Yossi Malavani, and I will have the honor of being honored, if you will. So for three of us who have worked for traditional chazanis, it'll be an interesting evening down. It looks like it will be at the Museum of Jewish Heritage down in Battery Park. Again, it's Sunday evening, June 23rd. Those of you who are listening, you will certainly get more details about it. If you get my newsletter, there'll be details in the near future. The dinner committee is in formation. We have over 35 people already on the dinner committee. And if you have any interest, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Again, that's for June 23rd. It's Sunday, and it's sponsored by the American Society for Jewish Music. I look forward to seeing many of you at that wonderful event. Well, other than the Kiddush that I played of Cup of Kagan during the Kiddush marathon, we haven't heard from Bensian for quite a while. He was born in 1899 and died in 1953. That's a young age, age of 54. He served apprenticeship as a boy alto and then became a traveling cantor. In 1925, that's at the age of 26, he was appointed to a Rostov Don congregation that was in Russia. Soon afterwards, there was a vacancy at the famous Great Synagogue of Odessa, then the most distinguished in Russia, where the notable Pinchas Minkowski had served for over 30 years. Cup of Kagan was chosen from among 42 applicants. After several years, he emigrated to the United States to officiate at the Ocean Parkway Jewish Center in Brooklyn. He then moved on to the Concourse Center of Israel in the Bronx, and for a time was president of the Jewish Ministers Cantors Association. Stricken with a serious illness at the height of his powers, he died on the second day of Rosh Hashanah in 1953. Let's start with Cup of Kagan with Sim Shalom.
Sim Shalom. Oh! toivin chuli vorech esam chayzerovel vecholeis vecholeshav yishloim echu.
Was Cup of Coggin with a scene. A little technical problem, of course, that does seem to come along every so often. We'll hear a Cup of Coggin with Av Horachamim.
Av Horachamim. Hoy rachem, hoy rachem, hoy rachem, am, 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 si. Yizikor berisei sonim ve'yatzil nafsho eseinu. Yizikor berisei sonim ve'yatzil nafsho eseinu. Yatzil nafsho eseinu min hashoos harav.
Moshe Shur was born and raised in Montreal, Canada, into a Chabad family with a long tradition of Balei Tefillah. As a child, he learned Nusach from his father, Reb Zalman. Notice, by the way, how many of these wonderful cantors got their start at a very, very young age. It's so important, by the way, to have those choirs. Yes. As a child, Moshe Shur learned Nusach from his father, Reb Zalman, an accomplished Baal Tefillah. At the age of Bar Mitzvah, Moshe began conducting High Holy Day services across North America. He went on to study the art of bel canto with the late Jewish Latvian opera tenor Viktor Shatkin and served as cantor of the 8th Jacob Congregation in Los Angeles. Since 1995, Moshe served as cantor, or has been serving as the cantor of the Beth Israel, Beth Aaron Congregation of Montreal. We'll first hear cantor Moshe Shur with the liner says it's a David Kusevitsky composition. Okay, this is Mizratza Barachamim, Moshe Shur.
Misratze berachamim, umispayes beisachamunim. Misratze beispayes ledoy leonim. Kiye. Misrat berachamim, umispayes beisachamunim. Misrat beispayes, misrat beispayes ledoy leonim. Avinu Malikeinu, Avinu, Avinu Malikeinu, Avinu, Avinu Malikeinu.
Cantor Moshe Ashur. Let's hear a little upbeat. I guess it's Kazanis. Moshe Kras wrote this. This is Chasdei Hashem.
Chasdei Hashem, ki lo yesamenu, ki lo yecholu rachamon. Chasdei Hashem, ki lo yesamenu. Chasdei Hashem, ki lo yesamenu, ki lo yecholu rachamon. Chasdei Hashem. Yeah. rough amour.
Moshe Shur Chasdei Hashem. And this is Charlie Byrne. I'm hoping that you're enjoying the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any comments or requests. Now, a few weeks ago, no, it's a couple of months ago, I played the Kabbalah Shabbos of Sholem Katz. And let's go on to the Friday evening service. And Alan, I do believe that I have the Shabbos morning Shachris and Musaf recordings of Katz, which I will be playing in the near future. And I look forward to seeing you and Rochelle at that wonderful concert. Sholem Katz was born in Gross Wardine, Hungary. At an early age, he was already displaying his unique ability before vast audiences. Again, note how these great cantors got their starts at a very, very young age. When he was only 20 years old, he won the post of cantor at the famed Kishinever Shul with a 3-year contract. His next position was in the Hecker Shul, which was where the renowned Razumny once officiated as cantor. In 1942, in a Nazi concentration camp, Sholem was among 1,600 Jews scheduled for mass execution. He received permission to sing the Kehillah Moed Rachamim while the prisoners were digging their graves. So the story goes, the Nazi commandant, impressed with his voice, spared him to sing for the officers, and the next day Katz was allowed to escape. The only one of 1,600 spared a brutal death. So let's hear the second part of that recording that started out with Kabbalah Shabbos and then the Friday evening service. Nope, here it comes.
Oh. Oh.
listening to a Friday Shabbos, a Friday evening Maariv service. Before I continue with the rest of it, let me just tell you that Shalom Katz was born in 1915. He died in 1982 at the age of 67. He served at Beth Shalom Congregation in Washington, D.C. from 1947 to 1957. And I think it was interesting that he sang in the Academy Award-winning movie, The Garden of the Finzi Continis. I know many of you recall seeing that that very, very sad movie. Okay, continuing now with Cantor Shalom Katz and Choir, the Friday evening Maariv of service.
Umel Borek Shevi carta, vi è solo chi da sto mi col, mi col.
Cantor Shalom Katz and choir. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to play every week services? It's rather unique, to say the least. Well, this is Charlie Burnhout, hoping that you enjoy these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. And again, I remind you that 4 weeks on Sunday, March 10th at 5 o'clock, that's a new start. The three tenors return. That will be Bensian Miller, Moshe Shulhoff, and Yanki Limmer. That will be at Congregation Anshei Shalom in New Rochelle. 50 North Avenue in New Rochelle. Tickets 914-632-9220. I'll certainly be publicizing this throughout the next few weeks or so. But it's a dynamite lineup, and $30 a ticket. Well, listen, this should be a sellout crowd, that's for sure. I'll be there, and I look forward to seeing many of you there. And just a heads up that June 23rd, that's a Sunday, save the date. Save the date of Sunday, June 23rd. It's, I don't want to be repetitive, but again, you'll hear a lot about it. It will be a special gathering honoring Moshe Stern, Yossi Malavani, and yours truly, Charlie Burnhout, for our contributions to Chazanut. And it's for the preservation of the archives, the Charlie Burnhout recording archives that are part of the American Society for Jewish Music, that will be part and merging with the Israel Sound Archives. More about that, you'll be hearing more about that. But I want you to save June 23rd, Sunday evening, at a wonderful, wonderful place in Manhattan. All the details you'll be hearing, but just save the date. Shalom, everyone.